When I moved, I hurt myself. Growing up in one of the hottest countries in the world does something to you. There, even standing naked, it feels like you have a blanket of heat around you. One made of sun and nature, a presence enveloping you. Sometimes I miss the warmth so much I could cry. I don't know why I moved to this bitterly cold place. Strangers, family, and friends have been asking me this since I came here, a long time ago, alone. Is it because I couldn't stand the atrocities around me, the little and large public violence of the day to day? Or is it because of my grandmother and the roots of our family who came and fled from here? Have I also fled in a way to find myself here? I don't know if I would have done it if I had known back then the massive effort and time it would take to feel at home again. I look back in awe of those struggles. It took a long, guilt-riddled roller coaster to reach a space where I felt I could work on art again, first clawing and squeezing for a semblance of comfort and love from boyfriend to boyfriend until I discarded them. Like a parasite, I sucked out the strength I needed to stand alone. Phoning with my much younger sister, I heard that she had discovered what was once my drug of choice. Men and sex. Laughingly, my sister spoke of her previous night's hookup and asked me when my last time was. My dearest sister was disbelieving of my answer. Just you wait, I thought. The bitter cold had pervaded me, and now I had a bitterness in me too. Just you wait until you've had the sex I did. A tired, dirty thing to fall asleep faster at night. A thump, thump, then slap, laying on your back in the dying, twitching throes of a relationship. Wanting to say no, and then the passing wave of regret. So much regret and guilt. Until orgasm is a memory, or better said, a myth, for did it ever happen at all? I look in the mirror and see a new scar. From then on, it started, each step harder than the last. A nostalgia for a love and enthusiasm I once had, planted by warmth and light, today salted with a bitterness made of winter darkness. A phase that started in my home and moved outside to the snow and public. In my room, I shot the film My Vagina Is Not a Cunt, or sometimes simply named Cunt, later shown in a little film festival. It was raw. The love I once had for being naked was turned into an act of vulnerability and violence. In some ways, a grim reenactment of a previous successful film, where I'd pissed myself. My mother didn't understand the film. I didn't either. But at least the description paragraph seemed to. The chain of works, one after another, ended in a performance. One I had decided to do and in preparation wrote about. Reading what I wrote aloud fulfilled me. I realized I didn't need to perform it at all. I felt that I had arrived. The desperation that came from being uprooted, the tide of feeling that came like a wave, first pulling in and then sprawling out, had abated. It had been my choice to do that, to leave my family and friends, pulling my feet out of a soil they had barely begun to curl into. I wonder how much more painful that would have been had it been forced on me. I only half know the answer. It must have been a tsunami, screaming an echo across generations that I hear, when I put my ear to the ground.